This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Arkansas Senator John Bozeman says he thinks the proposed Graham-Cassidy health care bill could have a positive impact for the state of Arkansas. The senator, who has campaigned on the promise of repealing the Affordable Care Act, says he supports the idea of letting governors decide what to do with federal dollars. A recent report from Avalere Health suggests Arkansas could lose $6 billion in federal funding over the next 7 years under Graham-Cassidy, and a Kaiser Family Foundation report also projects a negative financial impact for the state. But Senator Bozeman says the confidence in Graham-Cassidy approach held by Governor Asa Hutchinson is solidifying Senator Bozeman's support that the latest Republican plan can work for Arkansas.
You know, I have all the confidence in the world in the governor. They've looked at this. In fact, we're blessed in Arkansas. The team that he's put together is one of the premier teams in the country. And so, you know, they've had tremendous input into this bill, and they feel like that the funding is going to be fine. We won't have the 10% state match, which is worth a ton of money in the future. We'll have the flexibility so that they can take those dollars and not be dictated by Health and Human Services, but through the legislature and the governor. Can decide how to use those dollars, and they feel like they can use it much more cost-effectively than the guidelines that they're currently having to use.
Senate Republicans face a Saturday deadline to be able to pass legislation with just 50 votes. Senator Bozeman says even if Graham-Cassidy doesn't pass, he sees a path forward for some health care reform that would require more bipartisan support. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe is making a public statement regarding policy, a rarity in his post-gubernatorial career. The Democrat has issued a lengthy statement regarding health care and the Graham-Cassidy bill. In the statement, former Governor Beebe highlights gains made by Arkansas under the private option in Arkansas that expanded Medicaid during Beebe's term in Little Rock. It was done so in association with the federal Affordable Care Act. Governor Beebe also writes about successes associated with the adaptation to the private option under Governor Asa Hutchinson called Arkansas Works. Governor Beebe writes of the more than 300,000 previously uninsured Arkansans now with health coverage and of the improving financial situations for Arkansas's rural hospitals. Governor Beebe describes Graham-Cassidy as a terrible bill that would end Medicaid expansion in Arkansas and be, in Beebe's words, devastating for Arkansas. His message ends with an appeal to action for contacting Arkansas's senators about health care. President Donald Trump is nominating a Walmart employee for the position of U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Arkansas. The president has selected Dwayne Dak Keyes, the Director of Global Ethical Governance, Anti-Corruption at Walmart, for the position. Keyes is an Arkansas native and a graduate of both the University of Arkansas and the U of A School of Law. He was a captain in the U.S. Army and served in Afghanistan and Iraq and has been with Walmart since 2014. Former State Treasurer Martha Shaffner is back in Arkansas to serve out the remainder of her 30-month federal prison sentence. The Arkansas Times first reported the former treasurer is under the care of the Federal Reentry Management Agency and lives at a halfway house in Little Rock. Shaffner was convicted in 2014 of taking bribes from a broker in exchange for steering most of the state's investment business toward him. She received $36,000 from broker Steele Stevens, as well as $6,000 provided by the FBI after Stevens began cooperating with investigators. Shaffner was arrested in May 2013 after receiving the final payment, which was concealed in a pie box. She will begin 2 years of supervised release on January 1st, serving out 26 months of her total 30-month sentence.